apart from the charter, are there any other limits on ICANN's policymaking ability?
Well, the other is market pressure. They have some number of people that they serve in terms of the registries and, you know, the different supporting organizations. And whenever they try to do something that is going to meet with flak, then that's certainly a limit for them. That could limit them from things that their charter authorizes them to do, and the lack of it could allow them to do things that their charter doesn't authorize them to do. Market pressure may be the real limit.
Right. Do you think leaving market pressure to be the real limit, do you think that's an adequate safeguard? Especially as commercial interests in the internet have grown so explosively.
Well, you keep referring to commercial interests. Mm-hmm. What commercial interests do you see applying to ICANN?
Well, one of the, I mean, maybe I haven't used the best phrase there, but one of the very common critiques of ICANN is that it plays on a very real, what some perceive as a fear of kind of corporate capture. You have very large multinational companies with increasingly large stakes, of financial stakes, riding on some of the decisions and kind of the general way in which domain name system, copyright, these kind of things turn out under ICANN's authority. I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at, what people like Jay Finello talk about.
Corporate capture, I believe, is actually a red herring. It becomes in no company's best interest to be regarded as the global bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that Microsoft bought ICANN and then started setting up the domain name system in such a way that you got really great access to www.microsoft.com and nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft would be in a very bad position and would be subject to all kinds of penalties, both market and legal. That winds up being a position that nobody wants to get into.
Right.
The other extreme, what I see companies doing is coming to ICANN and saying, please show me that you have a clue. Please show me that that you actually are going to do a good job of assigning these things and making things be fair so that we can all have a playing field. I know recently, before the contract with NSI was finally signed off, there was kind of a financial crisis at ICANN, and a number of companies, Cisco and IBM included, and I think there were a number of others, loaned ICANN some money, basically as a to hold them over until they got a revenue flow from NSI. And the reason was in no sense to be seen as somebody that wanted a favor from ICANN, but somebody who wanted to preserve the internet. Now those companies could, I suppose, turn around and try to muscle ICANN about, you know, I was there when you needed me. But I don't see any of them trying to do that.